When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock. It's Tuesdays with Elliot. Brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how are we feeling, buddy?
You know, early in the season, I could accept the victory laps over the training camp stats. He got off to a poor start. It is what it is. They have proven to be correct. Like, through 10 games, or where they played 8 games, this is easily the second best Jalen's been in his career. And I think you could argue he's been almost as good as 2022. So, what I saw in training camp, those stats I tracked every single day, indicated that Jalen was going to have a good year. Jalen has absolutely had a good year.
He set a
career high for consecutive passes without an interception.
See, I thought it was going to be you, and I feel like it might be me. What your look, I have nothing against your training camp stats.
But here's why they suck.
Well, I just don't want
Your stats, you can't really have an opinion.
Yes, I don't want you to misrepresent what you were actually suggesting or what they said. Mm. They weren't suggesting Jalen would just have a good year because you were talking about the lack of interceptions, right? So you were suggesting he has evolved as a passer.
Yes.
And what we have seen so far this year is that the team has decided it's better if he passes less. And he has had, aside from 3 games in the middle of the season out of they've played about 9, he's had the same turnover issues he had the end of last year.
Not completely true. He did at the beginning of the year. He still went 5 straight games on interception, something he's never done before. His interception percentage, I believe, is below 2%, which is what it was roughly in 2022. He did go 151 passes straight without an interception. Like, him taking care of the ball did turn the season around. Now, you're right. He has turned over more than I expected based off training camp. No question about it.
And they've decided that he shouldn't pass the ball very much.
But he is still having the second best year of his career. He's 4th in MVP odds. And I think that, you know, I was listening on... He is.
He's 4th in MVP odds. He's like the 4th most valuable player on the team.
Okay, well, he's 4th in MVP odds. If I would have told you prior to the season he'd be top 5 in MVP halfway through the year, wouldn't you say he's having a special year?
Did Dak Prescott have a special year last year? Because he was number 1 in MVP odds.
Well, he didn't. He finished 2nd, though. But he still had a special year last year.
Okay.
I mean, the playoffs have fell apart, but Dak had a really good year last year.
Had a good year. But
here's where I'm going with this. So I was listening on the way in, and it actually reminded me a lot of, like, when you used to work here prior, and you, like, are you a stats guy or an eye test guy?
Right.
Yeah. Jalen is the perfect guy for that. Because statistically, there is basically no debate he's an elite quarterback. None. Like, if you look at where
he has 12 touchdown passes.
Hold on. He's top 5 in almost every important metric, right? From when passer rating, winning percentage, when he has a clean pocket, he has a top 5 passer rating. Like, he has...
Versus the blitz,
he's been outstanding this year, right? So, statistically, you can point total touchdowns, which we can get into the passing versus whatever. But since the start of 2022...
Well, total touchdowns is garbage.
Fine. But since the start of 2022, I think he's 11th in passing touchdowns, which I would say surprised me when I saw that, right? So statistically, there's just no argument he's not elite. But where I do agree with you is when you watch him, he doesn't have that eye test, like plays that pop off the screen the way a Lamar, a Josh Allen, or a Patrick Mahomes does. He doesn't have that. But he does have everything else they have almost.
Hmm.
I mean, he does. He's been
a winning intangible.
Well, he wins all the time. He's been to the... But that matters. It has to matter when we're talking about
It does matter. I agree.
And you can say the roster, but he's gotten almost the most out of this roster you could get. No, almost.
That's horse
No, it's not.
Blank. Let me ask you this. We can go over those quarterbacks and we can, and you can say, all right, and I'm not penalizing him for having AJ and Devontae and Saquon and the best offensive line in football. But we could go through those and we could say, would those guys put up superior passing stats to what Jalen has put up? And there would be a lot of yeses.
So I agree with that. But that, in a way, doesn't really matter. Jalen has a but let me tell you why. 2022, when he had the best roster in the end, like a great roster, they came within 3 points winning the Super Bowl. He had AJ had a career year, Devontae had a career year, Goddard had a career year. He got DeAndre Swift last year, made the Pro Bowl. So, like, the guys around him, the point I'm making is the guys around him have played their best football when here in Philadelphia. And with this talent, he has been one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm not saying he's better than Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar. I get that. But to act like the talent that he has, he's not maximizing it. He is maximizing the talent. He made the Super Bowl in 2022. They're one of the best teams in the NFL this year. They were one of the best teams last year until they collapsed. Like, where is the evidence that he's not elite other than the eye test?
What you're doing is you are saying, you're talking about all of this great roster and saying that they are a product of him. He is a product of them.
I don't know if that's completely true. I don't.
Sure it is.
Well, AJ had his best year ever with Jalen.
Okay.
So that would seem to indicate he is more a product of working with Jalen. Like, AJ's a great player. I'm not diminishing any of these guys' talents. But Jalen puts up big numbers with them. Like, their offense was one of the best in the league this year yet again. In 2022, when he had all this talent, one of the best offenses in the league. They made the Super Bowl. Like, so where's the indication that this talent is carrying him as opposed to vice versa? When Gardner Minshew got in there, what, they scored 9 points against the Saints in 2022?
I'm not comparing him to Gardner Minshew.
But what I'm saying is, if it was so easy for any quarterback to go in there, like...
And by the way, Gardner Minshew had a very good game.
He did have a very good game, yes. But he also then put up 9 points against the Saints, right? Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the word elite, I don't think he's in the category, skill-wise, of a Mahomes, a Josh Allen, or a Lamar. But statistically, there are not more than five quarterbacks in the league right now you can point to that have a better resume than Jalen. And that has to matter when talking about elite.
And this is where I kind of side with Elliot, is that I think you can look at other quarterbacks and be like, yeah, I like this aspect of their game more than I like of Jalen's game. But if you just look at their resumes and what they've done, not just from a numerical or with stats, but more importantly, leading the team, winning, being consistent, that does have to matter. Like, that has to matter.
Yeah, I just
when think... When he's playing the most impactful position, and it's not like he's playing... Like, we've seen teams where the quarterback is just there to not get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
We can't necessarily say that with Jalen. He may not throw as much, but he still has to make big throws throughout the game at some point that are critical.
Do you think Jared Goff is elite?
No.
I would say currently he's pretty close, yeah. But I think Jalen is better than Jared Goff. Well, the stats, I think, are better if I were to bear those out. He's won more than Jared Goff. He's been to a Super Bowl. I know Jared Goff has as well, right?
But he's won more than Jared Goff?
That actually might not be true.
We got to think before we say.
He led the Rams to the Super Bowl. He was the quarterback then.
And then he was in a championship game.
And he was in an NFC championship game last year.
So
that's two different teams.
And Burrow, who you're ignoring, has also been to a Super Bowl and has also been to a championship.
Burrow's elite. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Elite. You didn't mention Burrow.
No, my bad. Okay. I would think there's four quarterbacks right now that it's them and then everybody else.
Yes.
Right? It's Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, and Burrow. Yeah. I thought Stroud was going to be there. Stroud, I think, has taken a bit of a step back this year.
Yeah.
So I think your point about how they decided to throw it less is a bad sign for him. Like, I agree with that point. But I also think we need to just not completely gloss over. He's number one in the NFL in quarterbacks for rushes for a first down. There are a lot of times in this offense where maybe it's his fault because he didn't see somebody, but whatever. The pressure gets to him and a third down becomes a first down. Like, that happens a lot with Jalen at quarterback. And that does matter. It just does when we're talking about a quarterback's ability to move his team down the field.
It matters, but history would show you that that skill is not as important in the playoffs as the skill of actually being able to pass the ball
but
at
I do
a
think
high
he
level.
Can pass the ball at a high I do
no like, he's not a high level passer I, he's
but,
not
I but don't, the stats just don't
I don't
bear
care
that.
What the stats
well
say.
But the stats are the best indication of what it is.
The stats are, if he could pass at a high level, the team wouldn't say
it would be a running team.
Yeah, the team wouldn't say, hey, do this as little as possible.
Right. I get that, but I'm saying when it comes to throwing the ball, he can clearly throw it at a high level. Now, can he do it
can he
do it 40 times
level.
A game? That's a different discussion. But if he's doing it 20 to 25 times, I think he is a high-level thrower.
By the way, that's where Goff is at.
Right.
Right. But we all said that Jared Goff's not elite.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think Jalen's elite right now.
Yeah. And by the way.
But I do believe I put him in the top 10 category. Closer 6 to 10 than he has been an elite quarterback.
I'm not saying he's even definitely elite, but I'm just saying the stats bear out that he is. And I wonder if we were, I don't know, a Buffalo radio station or somewhere, and we saw Jalen from afar, if we would view him differently.
Well, we would.
Because I think seeing him up close every week, you do see more of the warts, but we also don't see these other quarterbacks.
We would, but if you think people in Buffalo don't fight about Josh Allen, you're crazy.
No, maybe they do.
They do. I can tell you they do. So every town picks their quarterback apart to death. Yep. But
Except
Kansas City.
Well,
rightly so.
But the difference is not all towns' quarterbacks have the winning percentage Jalen does.
But they also don't have the
roster.
Because
it's only one factor.
But hold on. But a lot of teams have good rosters. Joe Burrow, who we all agree, no question about, is elite, has two elite receivers.
No. But he's an awful, awful offensive line and no running game.
True.
Yeah, but he still is too elite.
They got rid of Joe Mixon, too. They should have never got rid of Joe Mixon.
Yeah, they have Zach Moss and Chase Brown.
They traded for Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying he has a perfect roster. Jalen does have a really good roster. I agree. But Jalen has gotten a lot out of that roster.
I think the truth is, for me, every quarterback beyond that elite group, for the next 8, are in the same group to me. And it ends up being, which skill set do you trust the most at a high level? And really, I think the difference is slight, but I also think that's what makes it so hard for all of these teams to win a Super Bowl, because when you're in the playoffs, you can't... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's the Jared Goff issue, right? Mm-hmm. The issue is. So the question is do you think it is more likely that he's the reason you win the Super Bowl or the reason that you don't win the Super Bowl? And I think the second is more likely.
See, but I just think when you're the quarterback, like, you're the engine for everything, right? Like, he makes the decision every single snap, basically, other than the snaps he throws it off. But, like, the RPO stuff, where the ball goes, the turnovers, all those things. It's a little like the Nick thing, where we say, well, what does Nick do? You can look at Jalen and say, okay, he is not throwing it 45 times a game. So, what does he do? Nick doesn't call the plays. What does he do? Both of them have the most to do with this team's success and failure. They are the two most important people in the building. Saquon doesn't have more to do with the Eagles' success than Jalen does. He's a better player, and he's an important part of it. But if Jalen wasn't a top 10, top 8 quarterback, it wouldn't matter. We saw Saquon.
Yeah, We saw him with Daniel Jones, right?
Yeah. Now, I know he had a bad offensive line, which is part of it.
That was a disastrous
team.
It
was a very bad team, right? But part of the reason they were a disastrous team is because they had a really bad quarterback. So, Jalen, yes, all these parts are awesome.
I didn't say he's really bad.
No, I know you didn't. But the point I'm making is all these parts around him are awesome, but Jalen still has to make it go. Jalen's the one that makes it go. He's the quarterback. He makes a decision pre-snap. He makes a decision post-snap. And that has to be factored in when you're talking about the results this team has.
I'm not saying I'm not factoring it in. But I'm saying that you are. I think you're overrating his success a little bit.
He's putting more weight into it than you would put into it.
I just think when you're like, what is he, 40-19, or I guess whatever. But you can ignore it until all of a sudden a team goes 7-9 4 years in a row.
Yeah,
Elliot.
Lawrence is on a quarterback stat.
So I think they are.
That for years.
This is a long debate we've had. I think they absolutely, over a long stretch, they absolutely
Elliot,
are.
Who's better at their job, Nick or Jalen?
I would say Nick.
All right. Yeah. Wow. I would say Nick, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the tide's going to turn.
Wow.
I'm predicting a tide turning on Nick.
Hold up.
I mean, how many head coaches in the league are better than
Nick? Their job between Nick and Jalen?
I would say Nick.
I've become a Nick guy.
Yeah. I think it's close.
It's obviously Jalen. Stop.
Why?
Yeah, we got to go Jalen. Nick, I like Nick. You know I like Nick.
Nick arguably saved Jalen's career. Like, well, if we're just being honest here, when Nick got the head coaching job, the Eagles were trying to trade Jalen. He was a Wildcat backup quarterback, and Nick Brock came in here, and I know it's not all him, but like, we have to give him some, credit here.
I give him credit. You know what? I'm not going to knee-jerk. My knee-jerk reaction was, hold up. Nick Sirianni has more to do with the success of the team than Jalen.
And also,
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I can't argue stringently against it, but man, you came out so easy with that. Like, oh, yes, obviously.
Well, Nick has figured out how to win with Jalen. Twice.
Nick has figured out how to win.
He
always
told me
he is close to an elite quarterback.
Stay out of the way.
Twice in Jalen's career, the season hasn't been going well, and Nick has turned to a run-first offense that saved the season.
He has nothing to do with the offense. Can you
what
stop?
Are you talking about? You don't know.
He got
crazy.
Out of the offense.
True.
Jack, you go too far.
Yeah,
you go over the top about Nick.
I can't wait to.
I don't even want to be in the same group with you.
Yeah. Most people don't.
Yeah, that's what he does.
That's normally where I'm
show
at.
Is everyone running away from being grouped in with Jack.
I'm getting away from Jack. Yeah, I'm not getting in the same group with you about Nick.
And unfortunately, because you sound the way you do and I sound the way I do, I get grouped in with Jack more often.
Welcome to wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a different debate for it. Actually, we got a mini bye week coming. We may have to talk about this next week, though.
Pit them against each other next week. Yeah, like that.
And Elliot, should Jack have to shave his head in support of Nick Sirianni if they win on Thursday?
Jack should already have to shave his head. He was a Nick Sirianni hater. Nick has turned it around. Jack was wrong. So he should have to already shave his head. Yes, if he wants to do it in support, I think that would be a very welcoming sign.
Can you give Ike your take about Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think I will agree with it. I think Jalen has to win on Thursday. Like, Jalen has to be the reason they win on Thursday. What? You have Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, coming in here. Your house, Thursday night, for the division. You're a fifth-year quarterback, whatever it is, fourth year. No, fifth year,
you're right.
Like, you can't, when they meet at center at midfield after that game, it cannot end with Jaden outplaying Jalen. Jalen has to be the better quarterback.
But what does that look like?
It looks like him outplaying Jaden Daniels. And we can talk about that could have...
Don't start trying to mess with the formula for success.
I'm not saying he has to throw the ball 40 times.
Right.
What I'm saying is when we watch that game, we have to leave it saying Jalen's a better quarterback. Because he doesn't turn the ball over. He makes big plays on third down. He's good in the red zone. He runs for first downs. Like, Jaden Daniels doesn't throw the ball a ton. I think they're 27th in the league in passing attempts. So he doesn't.
But he's a rookie also.
No, I know. But I'm saying it's not like he's going to go out there and, you know, throw it 40 times on Thursday night. That's unlikely. So both of them are going to be, I think Washington is fifth in the league in rushing attempts. So they're both going to be quarterbacking teams that are going to run the ball and limit what they have to do. Jalen can't be the one that makes the mistakes.
Okay.
You cannot get outplayed.
Well, that's different than you saying he has to be the reason they win.
He has to be the reason they win. Like,
was he the reason they won against the Giants?
No.
Well, no.
No. No. Saquon was awesome there.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know
when the last time he's been the reason.
But
that
I do
they
think
won.
You're minimizing his role in these wins. Like,
even if he's only
throwing it 20 times, and I think it was less against the Giants. The Giants is a bit of an extreme, if we're being honest. Like, it's more like 20 instead of 14.
Yeah.
And when you're throwing the ball 20 times, especially on third downs and you're running for first downs, like, that does matter a lot in the reason they win the game. And so on Thursday night, like, Jalen, it's on Jalen to me. Like, I don't often pin the game right on the quarterback. This one's on Jalen. If they lose.
Unless it's not.
No, it is, though.
Elliot, listen. You got it. You're mixing words here. What I'm saying is, I don't want the formula for success over the last 5 weeks messed with.
I agree with you.
To do the whole, let's go out here and make Jalen the star of the game. And
I agree with
now,
you.
Now, if it happens within the game plan and the formula for success, I'm fine with that. Like, he's throwing the ball 20, 22 times. He goes 18 for 20, 18 for 22, three touchdowns. Then to your point,
it's like Cincinnati.
He's the reason, yes.
Cincinnati, right? Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know what?
He went out there.
I'll give him credit.
And he
for
made
that.
Big
yeah,
throws on third he down. He got them in the end zone.
He did.
Like, even against Dallas, while he did have those turnovers, which I'm a little worried he's slipping back into bad habits. But regardless, like, he did still have good plays in that game.
Because it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like that.
2 weeks in a row where I think he's been a little reckless with the ball.
Yeah.
I think he's slipping a little there. But on Thursday night, there are going to be 10 plays, I would say, that are on Jalen. Like, Saquon can carry the team.
Way too many. 10 plays?
Third downs, like, the red zone plays. Like, there's those amount of plays now. I just don't think you acknowledge them. Like, there are a lot of third downs that he converts into first downs, and Saquon does not convert into first downs. So on Thursday, they're going to be, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I would assume in the fourth quarter it's going to be close. And on those plays, that's where Jalen has to be special. That's what Thursday night's about for me. Outplay Jaden Daniels, win the game, be special.
All right. So We're going to get to the Pat McAfee stuff on Sirianni. And also, we've been sending out the OG Wade bat signal all day long. And
I'm surprised he hasn't been on already,
there,
to be
he's
honest.
He's there. Yeah. I just want to give him enough time to piss me off. There's just not enough time right here.
Well, that's my time. Three to, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Have you... Well, I think everyone has to hear... So CJGJ put out a rap album.
I did hear this.
You know, earlier this year. I listened to it. It's not my cup of tea, whatever. But he was also singing on Sunday. And this is what it sounded like.
Cooper DeJean, it's cornerback one, yeah. He locked down your number one option, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Cooper DeJean, punt return. Cooper DeJean almost crippled the punt return. Cooper DeJean be locking down your slot. You throw it his way, no go.
This is just awful.
Nah, we need some music behind that. Nah, I feel like that is...
He needs his auto-tune.
Y'all don't even realize how beautiful that was.
Yeah, off the top, too.
Yeah,
it's not like he wrote that.
Right,
yeah.
There, man.
Oh, really? You like
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Not from the standpoint that I really want to hear it anymore, but
right.
just from the standpoint of, I think the gesture was awesome. I think it speaks to... the vibe around the team right now, and there's something to your teammates sort of being happy for your success and sort of celebrating you.
Especially as a rookie.
Yeah, and as a rookie. So I thought that was pretty cool from CJGJ about Cooper DeJean. Now, listen, he's not winning any talent shows with that, but yeah. I would suggest CJ stick to the rap music,
yeah.
which I don't know. That sounded better than some of his rap songs. That rap music is not for me. I'm 51, so I know he's not making music for me. I'd rather hear that.
Yeah.
Do you think Slay liked that he said CB1 right next to him?
Oh. Or Quinion?
Yes.
That's where I thought CJGJ was in the moment.
A little bit of hot
yeah,
water.
Yeah, well, it would have been funny if he was like, CB3.
Yeah. Right. That would have been an insult.
Yeah,
well,
you got to go one if you're
yes,
doing
you
that.
Go one,
yeah.
yes.
It really was just payback for Slay going on Micah's podcast.
Dude.
Could have been.
No, that is for sure it was.
Like, yeah, could have been. I don't
Slay,
know.
You know Slay saw it, too.
Slay didn't break character. Slay was just like deadpan.
Oh, is he sitting yeah, right there?
He's right next to us.
Oh, is he?
Like,
okay.
What?
Well, that is very funny. I wonder, you know, CJGJ was pissed off about the Slay thing. There's no,
oh,
doubt,
no doubt about that. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, so, yeah. Come on now. He has pride.
All right.
I would agree with that.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is more likely to be the reason they win the Super Bowl or the reason they don't? 215-592-9494. We will get to that. Pat McAfee turning positive on Nick Sirianni. Is the wave coming? That's all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.